We'll ask you all just to sit up nice and quietly, nice and still for a few minutes. We're going to bring a little address, try to bring the message of the gospel to you. I know that you're all excited and all these nice prizes and attendance prizes and special awards are all to be given out, and we'll come to that just as quickly as we can. But I've got some flowers with me that I'm going to use. I hope you can all see them as an object lesson. At this time of the year, all the flowers is coming out in the gardens, and it's a lovely time of the year to see that, and people take a special interest in the flowers, and the ladies especially, and those that have an interest in the gardening. And as I was thinking of the flowers, there's lots of little lessons or truths about the gospel that I thought about. What do you call the place where flowers generally grow? Now, don't shout out if you think you know the answer. Where do flowers normally grow? Where is it?
Flower beds.
Well, it's the sort of the bigger area. What do you call it that a flower bed would be in?
Garden.
The garden. Good girl. I never thought of the flower bed bit, but that was very good. The garden. Normally, gardeners, isn't that right? People like gardeners. Remember in the Easter story that whenever Mary Magdalene was at the tomb and she met the Lord Jesus, she was mistaken. She was crying so much and couldn't maybe see so clearly. She thought he was the gardener. But flowers normally grow in a garden. And what's the name of the first garden that you read about in the Bible? Does anybody know the answer to that? Good man, Aaron. The Garden of Eden. And you know what the Garden of Eden reminds us about? Boys and girls, it reminds us about sin. It was a perfect place. When God created this world, remember he said, it was all very good. But because man disobeyed God, God's commandment, sin entered into the world. What's the other thing you find in flower beds? As well as the flowers, what do you sometimes?
Weeds.
That's right, Jack. Sometimes there's weeds. You don't like to see the weeds. It's hard work getting rid of them, isn't it? But you know the reason why there's weeds? It's because of sin. All of those things entered into the world because of sin. So whenever you see the flowers and you see the place, the environment that they grow, the garden, that should always remind us of the Garden of Eden. And it should remind us that man disobeyed God. And because of that, we're all sinners. Because of what Adam did, sin entered into the world. And that sin's in our hearts and in our lives. And it's because of that sin we need to be saved. We need to be saved from our sin. And we need to be saved from the penalty of that sin. And that's going to a lost eternity. There's some flowers you associate with different times of the year. There's a thing you have at Christmas time called a poinsettia. I'm sure every home has one of those, and it's got nice red colours on the leaves. So there's different flowers you associate with different times of the year. See these fellas here? Do you know what you call them? Those yellow flowers. Do you know? A daffodil. That's right. And you especially see daffodils in the springtime. With all the different methods they have now and greenhouses and all the rest, they could nearly grow any flower at any time of the year. But out in the garden, you generally only see daffodils in the springtime, boys and girls. And there's another little flower you only see in the springtime, a smaller one with a white flower, with white petals. Does anybody know the name of it? This girl in the yellow. It wasn't the daisies. I'm going to come to the daisies in a wee minute. Do you know? Snowdrops. That's right. You see the snowdrops in the springtime as well. And you see these daffodils that come in the springtime and the snowdrops. They remind us of God's faithfulness whenever the springtime comes. You remember that verse? We often quote it at harvest time, but it has an appropriate application to other seasons as well. While the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest, and there's going to be summer and winter, and there's going to be cold, and there's going to be heat. What that's telling us is that while the earth is here, God's going to be faithful to us, and he's going to give us the different seasons that we need. We need the seed time and the harvest, and when you sow the seed, you need the warmth. Isn't that right? And you need the warmth to cause the seed to grow. So whenever we think of the spring and the winter's over and the cold weather and all the dark days, when that's all past and we come out into the springtime, this most beautiful season of the year, that reminds us of God's faithfulness. And especially, boys and girls, the faithfulness of God's word. We can trust what God has said in his word. Everything that he has said, not just some of it, everything that he has said. And especially remember what God has said about salvation. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call on him in prayer, he'll be faithful and he'll answer that prayer and he'll save your soul. There's something else I want you to think about. There's some flowers and they're national flowers. What that means is they're like the emblem of certain countries. Do you know what you call this flower? Does anybody know what this one is? Well, he's afraid, is he? He's getting plenty of help, but he just doesn't want. Do you know? A tulip. Well done. What country especially do you see tulips growing in? Does anybody know that? Holland, good man. Holland is especially when it's, what's the song? Spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. So the tulip's the national flower. Well, that was a tulip anyway. The national flower of Holland. And the daffodil, does anybody know which country especially you associate daffodils with? It's the national flower of a certain country. I'll make it a wee bit easier. It's within the United Kingdom. Good man. Wales, that's right. On the 1st of March, it's St. David's Day. And they normally wear their daffodil. Do you know what else they would wear in Wales on St. David's Day as well as the daffodil? The lick. Good girl, you're not so slow. So there's some flowers then that are national flowers. And you know, boys and girls, we think of all the countries of the world, and maybe there's people here from different countries of the world tonight. But remember, no matter what country you come from, you can be saved and you can experience God's salvation. It's not just for people from one country. It's not just for people from our country, or it's not just for people from the Jewish nation. Some of the Jews thought that, especially in the Old Testament. See, that's why the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, you know that great verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what nationality, if you're Welsh or if you're Dutch or whatever other country you come from, we want you to know that the gospel's for you. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you know what the Bible says in heaven? In heaven there's going to be people from every country and from every nation and from every kindred and from every tribe. Just imagine that. And the Lord Jesus isn't going to come until the gospel's preached among all nations as well. So there's the great missionary challenge. Boys and girls, you have been learning about missionaries. And we're really encouraged about that. That the leaders have been teaching you about the mission. We'd like you to get the missionary challenge and the burden as well. And maybe out of some of these boys and girls and young people, that the Lord will raise up other missionaries as well. Now, something else about flowers. That is, they have to grow. You watch them grow in the garden, don't you? Or maybe in the wintertime you watch them grow in a warm window ledge in the house with the sun shining through the window. You see, all of these flowers, they didn't just appear like this. Some of them were planted as little seeds, and some of them were planted as little bulbs. You learn all about that in school. And you plant the bulb, and you have to plant it in the right location and the right sort of soil, and you have to look after it well and put a wee bit of fertilizer on it and all those sort of things. And then it grows. Little by little it gets bigger and stronger, and then it blooms and it becomes more beautiful. I know, boys and girls, it's just the same for us as Christians. God wants us to grow. Some people just get saved, but they never really go on much in the Christian life. Remember that you're to grow, you're to go on. The Lord wants you to go forward. Peter, in his second epistle, he ended it with these words: we're to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about that. Whenever you get saved, that's a great thing. We want you all to be saved and know the Lord Jesus. But remember, there's much, much more in the Christian life. God wants you to grow and to grow strong, and just like these flowers, to go into a beautiful Christian whose life stands out to everybody that's around you. You know, one of the things that you need as a Christian, or what? I'll tell you it this way first. What's this in the jar? What are these flowers actually in? Do you know? Wait till you get somebody else. Water. Good girl, Faith. There's water in the jar. What would happen if you put these flowers in the jar and you didn't put any water in it? What do you think would happen then? They would die. They might last a wee while, isn't that right? But eventually they would die. Flowers need water. And in the Bible, water is a picture or an emblem of the Holy Ghost. And you know, boys and girls and adults too, to live the Christian life aright, and if you're going to grow, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that those that believe in the Lord, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then it goes on to say, this spake he of the Spirit. So whenever you're reading about the water in the Bible, it's often a picture of the Spirit of God. And that's something we need. We need the Holy Ghost. And you know how you get the Holy Spirit in your life? You pray for it, and the Holy Ghost will come down. He gives the Holy Spirit to them that ask. There's something else that you all know about flowers. You often see people do that with flowers, isn't that right? Why do they do that? What are they looking for when they come down close, especially with their nose? Do you know? They want to smell them, that's right. Because flowers are an awful smell, is that right? They are. Are the flowers not a nice smell? Yeah, flowers are a nice smell. And every flower has a different smell. Maybe to some people we think they all smell the same. But every flower has a different smell. So there's always lovely fragrance. When you walk into a florist and so many different flowers, you're nearly overwhelmed. But every room where there's flowers, you always know it because of the fragrance that they give off. There's a wee verse, you know, that goes with that. Let me tell you what the verse is. It's in 2 Corinthians, and it's chapter 2. And it says, for we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ. See that savour? It's got the idea of a smell or a fragrance. Just as there's a fragrance from the flowers, if we're living the Christian life aright, and if we're living for the Lord, and if we're walking with him every day, there'll be a fragrance that will come from our lives. There'll be a very pleasant fragrance, and others will be touched by that, and others will know it, and they will experience it, and it's something that will speak to them as well. Do you know, if flower, sometimes it isn't a nice smell because it gets a wee bit dead and rotten, is that right? And sometimes there's Christians' lives and they're not a nice fragrance. They're obnoxious. There's an obnoxious smell comes from, because they're not living right. They're not walking with the Lord. And that verse says we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ. Do you know where we get that lovely fragrance? Because we're near the Saviour. If you're near to flowers and lots of flowers, other people can smell the flowers off your life or off your person. And that's just when we're near the Lord, they get the fragrance of the Lord Jesus from our lives as well. Now I have to keep going. See, so many flowers here in the jar. What do we normally call this when there's a lot of flowers together? Does anybody else know? Wait a minute. Try to get some of these big people over here. in the youth group. What do you call it when there's a lot of flowers together? Sometimes you hold it in your hand. Girls, you should know. Don't be shy. What is it? A button. Well, there's another word. Bouquet. Or bucket, Mrs. Bucket. Bouquet. It's not right. A bouquet of flowers. Or sometimes you hear people talk about a posy of flowers. So here's a, who said bunch? That's a boy thing, isn't it? A bunch. You give your girl a bunch of flowers. There you are. It's a nice bouquet. That means there's lots of flowers together, doesn't it? Not just one flower and its own. And every flower is a different colour. And every flower is a different shape and a different size. And every flower is a different fragrance. And you know, boys and girls, that's a wee bit like the church. Because the church isn't made up of just one person. It's made up of lots of people. And God has given us all different abilities, represented by all these different flowers. Remember that wee verse, there's a band of people whose hearts the Lord has touched. Not just one, a band of people. And that's what the church is all about. And you have a talent that somebody else doesn't have. And you have an ability and a gift that others doesn't have. And the Lord has given you a role. Just as this flower stands out a wee bit different from this one, God has given you a role that he hasn't given to somebody else. He's given this flower a nice colour and a nice size. And this one a different colour and a different size. And God gives us all different roles. But you see, together, when we're all together and we're in fellowship together and in unity and in working together, then we can be a great blessing. This is a beautiful thing, isn't it? When you see so many lovely flowers of different colours all together. And that's what the Lord wants the church to be. When we're all together in fellowship and in harmony, working for him, we can be a beautiful thing for others to look upon and a great blessing to others as well. You see these flowers over here? They're a wee bit different from these flowers. Do you know why those flowers are different from these ones? Does anybody know? What's the difference? Do you know, Aaron? They're artificial flowers. Good man. That means they're not real. We knew a lady once and she had artificial flowers in the window and she thought they were great. Never had to water them. Never had to do a thing. They never changed the whole year round. Artificial flowers. What that means is they're not real, boys and girls. And nowadays they can make artificial flowers look as if they are real. Especially looking at them from a distance. You would think, oh, those flowers must be real. Until you get up beside them and you touch them. You know one of the things about artificial flowers? There's no fragrance. There's no smell from them. But you know, boys and girls, artificial, or we could call them false flowers because they're not real flowers. And you know, there are people like that as well, even in the church, that they're not real. They're not real Christians. There is what you call a false profession. And I want to warn you about that. Do you know, the Lord Jesus said when he was preaching his great Sermon on the Mount that many will say unto me on that day, Lord, we have done many wonderful works and we've cast out demons in your name and so on. And you know what he will say unto them? I never knew you. Many will say to me, many false professors, many that you would think to look at their lives, you'd think to look at those, their flowers. But they're not. They're not flowers. They're counterfeits. And there are many people to look at their lives. You would think that they were saved. They give all the appearance. But you see, the great day of judgment, that will display that there was many false professions, even among the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says you're to make your calling and your election sure. There's one thing, boys and girls, you need to be absolutely certain about and sure about. That is that you're really, truly saved. You ask some people, are you saved? Are you going to heaven? You know what they often say? I hope so. Well, can I say to you tonight, your soul's salvation and your destiny and eternity is far more important than to have a hope so. You should want to have much more than a hope. I hope I'm going to heaven. The Bible says you can be absolutely certain about it. Now here, we're almost done. Wait till we see. You see this flower here? Boys and girls, what do you call this one? What do you call this flower here? Wait, let's see. Do you know, Sam? That's a rose. You know, there's a saying, said with flowers. And what does a rose normally say? If you give somebody a rose, what does that normally say? You maybe couldn't pluck up the courage to say the words yourself, but you want to give them a message. So what are you saying? What is it? And what does a rose say? Say it out loud. Love. I love you. Is that right? There's always a big rush on the flowers at St. Valentine's Day. Here's the boys I was looking for here. I was wondering what had happened to them. But it fell out onto the floor. I thought I'd lifted the wrong jar before it came out. So somebody mentioned these earlier. What do you call these? Look, I've two or three of them here. What are they? Shout it out.
Daisies.
Daisies, that's right. Very good. Sometimes you make a wee daisy chain, don't you? You think I'd look well with a daisy chain? Sometimes people take the daisies and this is what they do. She loves me. She loves me not. Not right? She loves me. She loves me not. Go round the whole daisy and whatever one's left at the end, they nearly take that as the message. Is that right? Do you know they're what you could call daisy Christians? Do you know what that means? Daisy Christians. They're not sure whether the Lord loves them or not. Some people think you can be saved and then lost afterwards. That God's love towards you can change. But it can't, boys and girls. And I want you to be sure about that. Just as this rose says, if you give it to somebody, I love you. That's the great message of the gospel. God says to all of you tonight, I love you. And you know how God says that? Not really just by giving flowers, but remember, God's love is shown to all of us in a general way through creation. And some of you emphasized that and sang about it tonight. And the way that God provides for us, it's normally called common grace. All the good things that God provides for us every day, that's a way that God shows his love. But the greatest way that God shows his love is at Calvary. We'll be thinking about that especially next weekend at Easter. So at the cross, it says, God says to you, I love you. I sent my son to die in your place. Whenever you give a rose to somebody to say that you love them, what color is it normally? Somebody whispered it. What is it? Red. That's right. A red rose. And doesn't red remind us of the blood of the Lord Jesus that he shed on Calvary? That shows you how much he loved you. He laid down his life for you. And remember, it's only his blood can wash away your sins. Without shedding of blood, there's no remission. That word remission means forgiveness. Without shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. Do you know there's something else, as well as the petals on a rose, there's something else that's not so nice. Does anybody over here know what it is? What's the other thing on a rose that's not so nice? Thorns. That's right. What would happen if you put your finger in a thorn? Would it be nice? Be sore, wouldn't it? Might be some blood would come out. And remember, that all comes back from the Garden of Eden and the curse. But remember that there was a crown of thorns that went on the Saviour's head. I joked with you about making a daisy chain, a crown out of the daisies. But remember the crown of thorns that went on his head. So whenever you see the thorns on the roses, and you see them on the bushes too, that reminds us of the crown of thorns that went on his head. And that shows you how much he loved you, how he suffered, and he shed his blood to be your Saviour. And we want you, boys and girls, to respond to that love. You've heard the gospel message right through the winter time, in all the meetings that have taken place, and in all the stories that you've heard in the memory verses. And some of you are saved, and we're thankful for that. But it would be a great thing at the end of the season just if all of you were saved, if every one of you tonight had your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Saviour. So whenever you're out in the garden looking round and you see the flowers, Not just this year, but every year. Try and remember some of these lessons that the flowers teach us about the gospel message. We're going to sing a few verses just before we come to...